One youth group trying to control the spread of COVID-19 is Go Girls ICT, a Juba-based non-profit initiative that mentors young women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. Go Girls makes and distributes hand sanitizers. 30-year-old Yine Yenki Nyika is co-founder and mentorship director at the non-profit. When the government confirmed COVID-19 was in South Sudan, Nyika says her group mobilized about 20 people, including 9 brewers, 5 chemistry teachers, and 2 aloe vera extractors to produce a hand sanitizer.
What we used as ingredients are, of course, alcohol makes 70% of our product. We used orange, stroke, lemon, epicap. So if we get orange, we use them. If we get lemon, we use them. Which replaced vitamin E and hydrogen peroxide as antioxidants, antiseptic and anti-inflammatory. We also used aloe vera gel from aloe vera leaf, which replaced the glycerol as a moisturizer.
Nyika says her group produced a sample of the sanitizer called Go Sanitize and gave it to few Juba residents to get their feedback. Nyika says the goal is to produce a high-quality sanitizer with the help of trained professionals.
The teachers come in because they have the expertise, they have the knowledge, they understand how actually this alcohol should be brewed, what's required, how to test, basically how to do quality analysis and control since they have the knowledge.
Other youth are educating communities about COVID-19, dispelling myths about the pandemic. The youth rights group Voice Post in Juba has come up with something called the Blue Messenger Bicycles Project. Riders with blue bicycles outfitted with megaphones and amplifiers powered by a car battery with a USB port plugged into the amplifier blast a PSA about coronavirus in Juba's Gudele, Jebel and Tongping neighborhoods. The message dispels rumors, misinformation and myths about the pandemic. 33-year-old Daniel Atem is a communication specialist with Voice Post.
One blue messenger bicycle covers 200 households a day. And, the megaphone is too loud to the extent that it covers 500 meters ahead and it covers 300 meters behind. So that means as the volunteer is riding and cycling with information, people ahead of him or her are able to be informed. And people behind as she or he is moving forward are also being informed.
Atem says, while radio is the main source of information on COVID-19 in South Sudan, not everyone has access to a radio and points out that many South Sudanese are illiterate, so the blue bikes are performing an important service. The youth-led volunteer group Action for Recovery and Transformation, or ART, distributes face masks and educates the public about COVID-19. The head of the group, 32-year-old Denaya Denise, says he mobilizes volunteers who move from door to door and talk about COVID-19 preventive measures and hand out masks and hand sanitizers and soap.
There are, households, there are people, women that cannot even afford to buy, a face mask or even a washing facility to set up in their houses, looking at the incomes that are being affected. So with the little support that we had from Code 8, who are able to, disseminate the key guidelines as outlined by the Ministry of Health.
Dennis says the country's young people play a critical role in fighting COVID-19. Given that 70% of the population is people under 30. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.